Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Yoga Nidra practice for the waxing moon. So the waxing moon is the week after the new moon. So when that blackened, dark, shadowed, seemingly non-existent moon starts to come back to life, starts to become illuminated, making its way slowly but surely through all of the cycles back to the full moon. So while this is, yes, a waxing moon, the week after new moon practice, you can practice whenever you like. Full moon, new moon, waxing moon, crescent moon, morning, midday, before bed, middle of the night. Whenever this finds you, whenever you feel that tug to listen, is perfect. I am recording this during the week of a waxing moon, so I am Care Bear blasting you with all of those appropriate vibes. So tune in whenever it's good. Remember, you can't get it wrong. You can't practice at a wrong time. And just make yourself comfortable now. So dimming the lights, maybe unplugging the phone, grab all your props, all your cozies. Set yourself up, lay your body down with care. Support your head and maybe neck, backs of knees, maybe tail, arms, and heels. A blanket to cover you, eye mask, eye pillow, sock, sleeve, scarf. Take your time. When you're ready, close your eyes and feel your body releasing into the support of the earth, taking a few moments to allow, hear that? Allow any deeply or lightly held tensions in the body to arise into your awareness. Let them be there. Encourage them to be there. So especially around the hips, the low back, the belly, the chest, the face. If you find any tension, if it creeps up, consciously try to soften it with the breath. Try to soften it with your awareness. Breathing naturally in and out through the nose. And feel that with each breath, you arrive closer and closer into a greater state of presence, ease, and relaxed awareness. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Fill up like a huge balloon. Expand wide. Keep going. And through the mouth, a huge sigh, audible exhale, yell it out, let it out, let go. Again, through the nose, breathe in and down, fill up and out, keep going. Through the mouth, scream it out, let it out, sigh it out, letting something else go every time. One more, third time's a charm, a four-leaf charm. Breathe in, fill up, rise up, keep going, keep going, keep going. Now we'll hold at the top, hold your breath for five. You can do anything for 4 seconds, even if my counting is a little slow, maybe a bit off. Three, four, three. Don't be mad, you'll thank me after. Two, one, through the mouth, huge sigh, scream it out, let it out, sigh it out, let go. Beautiful work. Now notice any areas that need your attention, need a little TLC. Maybe a scooped pelvis, tucked chin. Let your head be heavy. Pull the shoulders down as if you're trying to reach your fingertips towards your toe tips. Shoulder blades can knit in. Feel this wonderful cracking open of the sternum, the chest as you do. Ribs heavy and wide and soft. Relax through belly. Let the hips blossom open just like the heart. An unclench and a release through the glutes. A heaviness through the legs, toes, floppy fingers curled. This almost smile behind the layers of the face. All the ease, all the rest. This is a practice of divine sleep, where you can release any cares, any worries of the day, and connect, reconnect to your blissful, true nature. Today, we will journey through the different layers or the levels of your being, from physical body to the breath to your everyday impressions and imprints, all to discover, as I said, your true self, your intuition, some healing and some calm. Checking the yes box there. So give yourself permission, you check the yes box, permission slip granted to rest quietly for the duration of this practice. And of course, to stay connected to my voice, to the instructions, to my vibe, to whatever arises within you as best you can. Little bit about the moon before we dive in to set the tone. There is a 28-day moon cycle. And this cycle, wherever you're at in it, holds the opportunity to create visions, to set and manifest goals, to process this life, to process what you've learned, what you're learning, and then go inward to repeat this cycle all over again. So this nidra, yes, can be practiced in the time surrounding the waxing moon, the week after the new moon, when that crescent moon will begin to grow on the right side. And waxing lunar energies, this building, right, helps to attract newness into your life. As the moon fills, as it grows brighter, the energies of growth within us become stronger. So this waxing moon phase is a beautiful time to release old patterns of thought and behavior so that you finally have that space to attract new things that are right on time into your life. You can use this time to attract positive qualities, attitudes, habits, thoughts, people, relationships. Checking the yes box. Now, bring your attention to your natural inhalation and exhalation. Feel the breath moving through the nose and down into the lungs. Can you feel the movement of breath in the diaphragm, the belly, and the chest? All this movement that the breath creates. Keep the breath relaxed as you focus on the feeling of breathing in. And allow the inhale to slowly become slower and smoother. The inhales filling you up with life force, with nourishment. Each breath, see if you can make the inhalation even slower, smoother, more relaxed. Maybe the incoming breath can be slightly longer than your outgoing breath. Long slow, smooth inhales, followed by a relaxed, effortless exhale. And once the inhale is comfortably longer than the exhale, could you notice the natural pause at the top of the inhale, when the breath is neither moving in nor out? And like we did a few moments ago, during this pause at the top of the inhale, try to retain the breath, hold your breath for as many moments as you can. Let it be intuitive. When you hold the breath, notice the stillness of the body, the stillness of the breath, and the increased mental activation that this breath pattern creates. And I want you to continue with this pattern for 9 more rounds. A long, slow, smooth inhale. Pause and hold the breath as long as you feel intuitively fit. And then a relaxed exhale, a release. Counting down each round, each cycle, from 9 down to 1. If you lose count, don't worry. The goal is not to reach the end. The intention is to be present with the long, slow, smooth, lengthy breath in, an intuitive breath hold to feel the stillness and the mental movement activation, and then a relaxed sigh. 1 round, 9 to 1. Notice what comes up for you. Now, wherever you are, release the focus on the breath and return to a normal, everyday, spontaneous breath pattern. Simply breathing in and breathing out. An intention that is set during the waxing moon is imbued, interlaced with the energies of attraction. So let me ask you, what would you like to attract into your life for the next cycle? Are you looking for a new relationship, new job, new house, new fence, a new interest, a new hobby, a new project, a new sleep pattern, a new thought pattern? Is there anything you would like to attract that will move you towards your highest goals for self-realization? Create a Sankalpa, a simple statement in the present tense, beginning today with the words, I attract. I attract. And state it silently in your mind with feeling 3 times. Now bring your awareness to your third eye point between the eyebrows. Hold your attention here and imagine that it begins to glow with a healing light. Notice if your light has a color or a specific texture, a shape. Maybe it's the mild light of the waxing moon, that little sliver of light, the crescent on the right side. We will move this healing light, whatever it looks like, whatever it feels like, into all areas of the body. As I name the different parts, just become aware of physical sensations in that area and visualize your healing light glowing there. So from the third eye point, move your light into the forehead, the top of the head, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, the entire nose. Move this healing light into the right nostril, left nostril, the space between the nostrils, the upper lip, lower lip, space between the lips, top teeth, bottom teeth, roof of the mouth, tongue, floor under the tongue, the entire mouth glowing with healing light. Feel light flow through the lower jaw to chin, down the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, healing light in heart center, the right armpit, right shoulder, upper arm, light in right elbow, forearm, wrist, back of the hand, healing light, center of the right palm, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the entire right arm shining with healing light. Return to the glow at the heart center and flow light into the left armpit, left shoulder, upper arm, light in the elbow, forearm, wrist, back of the hand, healing light in the center of the left palm, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the whole left arm shining with light. Return to the glow of healing light at heart center. Move the light to the right side of the chest, left side of the chest, upper abdomen, light glowing in the navel, lower abdomen, right groin, right hip, right buttock, right thigh, healing light in the knee, shin, calf, right ankle, top of the foot, light glowing in the sole of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and the baby toe. The entire right leg glowing with healing light. Return to the glow at the navel center, the low belly, left groin, left hip, left buttock, left thigh, healing light in the knee, shin, calf, left ankle, top of the foot, light glows in the sole of the left foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left baby toe. The entire left leg glowing and brilliant with healing light. Return again to the glow at the navel center. Move light into the pelvic floor, the right buttock, left buttock, the sacrum, lower back, middle back, upper back, and shoulder blades. The entire spine glowing with light. Back of the neck, back of the head, crown of the head, forehead, radiant light, back at the third eye point. Now imagine the entire body glowing with your healing light. All parts of the body radiant with light. We now move to dualities. First, imagine the feeling of contraction, too tight of clothing, a firm grip, not enough space, a tight embrace, feeling constricted and contained. What does contraction bring up for you? Does it feel safe or uncomfortable? Imagine contraction. Then imagine the opposite feeling of expansion. Wide open, limitless spaces. A deep expanding inhale, the limitless sky, open to new possibilities. What does the concept of expansion mean to you? Does it feel freeing or frightening? Then remember the feeling of repulsion. Disliking something so strongly you cannot bear it. A smell, a food you intensely dislike, a personality that rubs you the wrong way, you are repelled and you turn away. How does it feel to be repulsed by something that you do not like? Thank you. the opposite. Remember the feeling of attraction, being around people who make you happy, delicious aromas, delightful sounds, your favorite foods, colors, music. Senses are open. You long for what you desire. How does it feel to be pulled towards something that you want? Letting go of opposites. Come now to Chidikash, the experience of the mind screen. Behind the closed eyelids, gaze deeply yet passively into the blank space projected at your forehead. Watch this space for movement, for shadows and light, colors, patterns, and images. Don't worry about the content, neither creating nor denying anything that arises. Stay passive and curious in your unhurried observations as you rest your mind in this warm and friendly darkness. Imagine a crescent waxing moon. Knowing your heart's desire, the pull of a magnet, feeling repelled by someone, daydreaming about your success, eating your favorite food, achieving your goals, a moment of serendipity, beginning a new project, a vibrant sunrise, a sudden burst or surge of creativity, holding the hand of a loved one, making room for new opportunities, the void of space, a sense of gratitude, a long staircase, listening to your favorite music, a spark of inspiration, the glow of warm sun on your body resting in yoga nidra. Imagine now that you are standing at the bottom of a long, tall flight of stairs. You look up and see that the stairs seem easy to climb, but they move pretty far upward beyond your ability to see the top. What are these steps made of? Metal, wood, or stone? Are they carpeted, glass? Are they smooth? Does your staircase move straight up? Does it curve? Maybe it's a spiral or another shape. Is there a wall? A railing? Clearly envision this scene. You know that climbing these stairs will be a somewhat difficult but very rewarding task. Your goal for success is at the top of the stairs, so of course you feel compelled to begin your climb. Move your feet, see your feet, step on to the first step, putting one foot in front of the other, just like you do in your daily life. Slowly, carefully, mindfully begin to ascend the staircase. Step up, step up. You arrive at the first landing, not the top, and you pause here. You recall your goals. Consider carefully what your daily life would look like if you could manifest your goals. How would it affect your relationships, your job, your self-esteem? What challenges are you facing now that would become easier to bear if you could achieve your goals, your aim? Turn behind you, gaze back down the stairs to where you started below, and just notice how far you've already come. Feel grateful for this opportunity to manifest your desires as you prepare to continue moving upwards. You begin to climb again. See your feet, feel your feet, step up. Step up one foot at a time. And notice that you are going, you are ascending higher and higher. Do not let fear or doubt creep into your mind. They will only slow you down, only cause you to step back down. Know, dear one, that you will make it to the top with each and every step. You are getting closer and closer to your goal. See your feet, feel your feet, and as you continue to climb, you realize there are only 10 more steps to go. The top of the staircase is within your sight. You're gonna keep going. 5, 4, 3, 2, you approach the top. Envision again what's around you. Has your staircase changed? Has it stayed the same? Take that last step to the top and notice where you have arrived. What is around you? What's here at the top of your staircase? Is there an object that represents your goal? Is there a room, a door? Is there a person here to cheer you on? Is there a sound? Color, a smell, a taste. You have worked so hard to make it here. What gifts are available to you? See them all, feel them all. Take a few moments here to enjoy all of the gifts, the fruits of your labor, the aftermath of the climb, the crescent. Climb. Then imagine laying down on the floor here and resting for a while. At the top of your steps, feel the gentle support of the floor. Know that you are exactly where you are meant to be. And allow that same intention that you made at the beginning of your practice to arise, to bubble up from deep within you. And repeat it silently 3 times with faith, with feeling. I attract. make note of the position that your body is resting in. Bring attention to that point between the eyebrows and imagine your bright light there, as if you were holding on to a star at the third eye point. And imagine that the light from this star shines from within and radiates out from your eyebrow center. Bring attention to the palms of your hands. Imagine two more stars shining radiantly from the palms. Feel the star at your brow, two stars in your palms. Then bring attention to the arches of your feet. Imagine two more stars nestled there. Connect the five points. The third eye, palms of your hands, and soles of your feet glowing with starlight. Imagine that this starlight connects you to all the other stars in the sky. A bit of cosmic light that you always hold within you. It's what you're made of. If you choose, you can wiggle your toes, allowing the starlight to dissipate. Wiggle your fingers, allowing the light within your palms to release. You could even open your eyes, imagining the brow light softening and releasing. You can gently turn the head side to side, breathe deeper, move the body in any way that feels natural. Take your time, you can bend the knees, roll over to your side. Take your time, be gentle. And pause to bask in your light, to trust in the opportunity that is always right in front of you. Grateful for the journey, the climb that has led you here. Feel how far you've come. And be grateful for the limitless space still ahead. I believe in you. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend. Thank you.